Okay, let's get started with Nida Daf Lamed. Nida Daf Lamed. Again, the first half talks more about the scheduling and the woman who doesn't know what status she is. But on Amud Beis, this is definitely one of the top ten, as we say. Shabbos Lamed Amud Beis. Nida Lamed Amud Beis. Shabbos Daf Lamed is also amazing. But Nida Daf Lamed here is about learning Torah in utero, which we'll get to. Shabbos Lamed Amud Beis and the Shvuah that we take, and a lot coming up here in the last two Dafim of Perek HaMapeles, the third Perek here in Maseches Nida. So we start with, we're on the last skinny line. I think we're up to Matbilin. So we just finished discussing the Brisa and working it out according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi had said that if a woman is not sure whether she had a baby or not, so we can assume that she did have a baby and she brings the karbanos and the karbanos are even eaten. The chatas ov is even eaten. That's what Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said, that if we know she was pregnant at least, so then we can assume that she had a baby. And we asked a couple of questions on the, from the Mishnah, from the Brisa, and then Ravin came along and said that Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina had asked a question from this big Brisa, but it's not really a question. And that's what we did yesterday. What was the potential question? That if you work it out, a woman comes and she doesn't know. We know she was pregnant, but we have no idea when she had the baby. So, working it out, when does she have to go to the mikvah, and when is she allowed to be with her husband? All the different permutations that we had in the Brisa yesterday. And Ravin said that Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina had a problem with the Brisa, because he, in one of the lines, it only worked out if you assume that she had the baby that morning, so then there would be a question that he dealt with, and the Gemara and Ravin said, but that's not true, because she might have had the baby weeks ago. And therefore, he worked out the Brisa according to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. But once we're here, according to the Brisa, now we're going to talk more about the Brisa. The Brisa had said that this woman who comes in front of us, and she had been pregnant, and we don't know when she had her baby, and now she comes with us, and for the next 13 weeks, we know that for the first 3 weeks, she does not have any re'ios, and for the next 10 weeks, she alternates. Re'ia, no re'ia, re'ia, no re'ia. So that's what happens. So now the question is, when does she have to go to the mikvah? When does she be with her husband? Vechulu. So, Beis Shammai had said, three shittas in the Brisa, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and the Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. So Beis Shammai says, she has to go to the mikvah 95 times. Wow. A lot of mikvahs. Go to the mikvah 95 times. The question is, how did he get that number? That's what we're up to now. That didn't have to do with the question that we dealt with, but this is the Brisa now. Last skinny line. Umatvilon osa tisha mechamesh tvilos. So where does that come from? 95. Remember? 13 weeks. She's in front of us now. How did he get 95 tvilos in the 13 weeks? So, shavua kama matvilon osa belalusa. The first week, she goes to the mikvah every night. Why? Because maybe Amar Yola the Zachar Zacharhi. Remember, let's just review this again. If a woman was a Zava, so then she goes to the mikvah the last day of her Ziva, of her Shivanakiyam. If she was a Yoledes, so then she goes to the mikvah for sure after her Yumei Tuma, right? After 7 for a boy, 14 for a girl, after, at night, and then there's a discussion, as we'll see, whether she goes to the mikvah again after her Yemei Tohar, after 40 and 80 for the male and the female, respectively. So, there are day tefillahs that are required, there are night tefillahs that are required, so what are the chashashos? So says the Gemara, the first week she goes to the mikvah at night. Why? Because maybe she had a baby boy. Maybe she had a baby boy right before the time that she came, and therefore the first week is her Yemei Tumah. Or maybe she had a baby boy 5 days before she came. So every night could be the end of her Yemei Tumah for a baby boy. And therefore that's 7 tefillos. Matbilan osa b'leilusa, emar yoled zacharhi. Shavua sheni, matbilan osa, we'll go with our girsa. Well, she keeps the order. The second week, again, she goes to the mikvah at night. Maybe these are the end of her Yemei Tuma of having a girl. Right? Maybe she had a girl a week or two or so, or within the week before she came to us. And therefore, every night for the first 2 weeks, 14, she goes to the mikvah. But also, be a mama. During the second week, she also has to go to the mikvah during the day, because maybe she had been a zava. And if she was a Zava, then she has to go to the mikvah every 7th day possibility, the afternoon of the 7th. So, Emer Yoled, the Zachar Bezovi. Maybe she had a baby boy, but she was also a Zava when she had a baby boy. So, and we can't overlap, right? We have Yemei Tuma of the boy, and now you have Yemei Zava, so that's 14. That's 14 in the second week. That's 21 altogether. So then you get to the Shavua Shlishi. Once you get to the third week, Matbilan Labi Yamama, then she has to go to mikvah again during the day. Ema Yoledes Nekeva Bezovi. Maybe she had a baby girl, and the previous week was her continuing her Yemei Tuma of a girl, and this week is the week that she has to count Shivanakiyam. So that's 3 weeks. 3 weeks that she has. The first week she went 7 times. The second week she went 14 times. And the third week, she also goes 14 times. Daytime because of Yoledes Nekeva Bezov, Bilelusa, and at night she also goes, why? Beisham Letamayu. Because maybe she had a baby a couple of weeks before the time that she came in front of us. And Beishamai holds to Amri Tfulas Yomarach Bai Tfila. And Beishamai holds that even at the end of day 40 and day 80, also she needs a mikvah. Again, there is differences in halacha then, for sure. The end of 7 and 14, now she goes from Yimei Tumah to Yimei Tohar, and not all the dam is tar. But she's still called a Tful Yom, a Tfulas Yom. So we know Tful Yom is usually just a couple hours. Well, a person goes to the mikvah, they're till yom till the night, they wait till shkia. Once shkia comes, they can now eat, right away they can eat ma'aser sheni. That night they can eat truma. The following morning, if it's a mechusa kippurim, then they have to bring a carbon, they can eat kachim after that. So, the, Gemara says that Beishamai requires a tvila even after the Tfulas Yom Aruch, meaning at the end of day 40 and day 80, in order to allow her to eat Truma and then eventually Kachim, she would require a Tvila. So the first week she has 7, the second week she has 14, the third week she has 14. So that's 35. That's 35. At the end of the third week, she has gone to the mikvah 35 total. So we're still calculating, but let's take a break for a moment. The question that the Chachmas Betzalel asks is, even Beis Hillel requires a tevila before eating kachim the next morning. So why does the Beis Hillel have all of these tefilas? We will see soon, Rav Hashem, that the basis of all of this is Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both hold tefila b'zman mitzvah. Which means you have to be choshes that whenever the first moment that you go to the mikvah, that's a mitzvah to go and go to the mikvah. So Beis Hillel also asked the Chachmas Betzalel, V'kashli, did the Beis Hillel nami nihida tefilas yom arach lo bas tefila l'truma, even though you don't need a separate tefila for truma, halakodesh al kalpanim modu Beis Hillel to bas tefila. Beis Hillel agrees. And therefore, and he quotes Rashi later on in Daf Ayin Aleph, so therefore, and of course the Mishnah in Chagiga, Mechusa Kippurim, Tzrichin Tfila, Pirshua Rambam, and therefore, because Beis Hillel, they have more Tfilas. What did Beis Shammai says 95, Beis Hillel just said 35, but really Beis Hillel needs more. So, he says, the Ein Lomar, and don't say that it's only Drabanan. Don't say it's only Drabanan, because there are sources that say it's Daraisa. So, what you have to say is, Amloshe Nidchok, that maybe Beis Hillel is only counting the tefillos that are unique to this case and not Stam general Mechusri Kippurim. Every Mechusri Kippurim needs a tefila beforehand. So maybe that's why you would say it, but that's the suggestion of the Chachmas Betzalel. Okay, there are other approaches, but we'll leave that for now. Good. So at the end of the first 3 weeks, there are 35 tefilos. So how do we get to 95? So the Gemara continues. Michti, Yemei Tara Kama Havyan. After the first 2 weeks, the first 2 weeks are possible Yemei Tuma. After the first 2 weeks, so then, let's say, how many days are there left? We say, Shisa Mishisa. There are 66 days. After the first 2 weeks of 14, there are 66 days left. Dal Chad Shavua, you already counted the third week. Das Belina Law, you already counted those within the 35. So if you take out that week, so after, besides 66, so how many days are left? Pashalu, Shisa, Nachi Chadia, 59 days left. After the first 3 weeks, you have 59 days left. So 1 second. Shisa nachi chada tzlasin hei vehei tishin v'dalet havyin. So if it's 59, so then 35, how many more? You had 35 from beforehand. So if you need 59, right, altogether, that would make 94. So shisa nachi chada tzlasin vehei tishin v'dalet havyin. But it's really 94, not 95. It would be 35, it will be 34. Why? Tishin v'chamisha, ma'ayv v'detayah. Where do you get the 95 from? It will be 94 altogether. Because if you add the 59 days left, to the 35. So that's 94 tefillos altogether. We're assuming you have one extra tefillah after the first 3 weeks, which we got 35. Then you'll have 59 left. So that equals 94 tefillos, not 95 tefillos. So why does Beis Shammai say that this woman who came in front of us, we don't know who she is, requires 95. So that one, we don't know how to figure out. Tisha v'chamish ma'adim v'tetayu. Some of Yirmi midifti, kigon shabas lefaneinu, ben hashbashas. When she came in front of us, it was twilight. So already suffix. So whenever the Gemara needs to add on a day, we always say ben hashbashas. So then it's ke'ilu, she has to go to the mikvah right away because it's that day. That day she goes to Avina La Tfila Yisei Rasi. She gave her an extra tefila because of the Bain Hashmas. Stop there for a moment again. One comment. So Bain Hashmashas itself is a fascinating sugya. Safik Yom, Safik Laila. We know in terms of Lamaisa, we have this Tosis deals with the stira between Masechah Shabbos and Masechah Pesachim. How long is Bein HaShmashas? The Gemara seems to say that Bein HaShmashas is 3/4 of a mil, but the Gemara also says that between Shkia and Seizek HaChavim is the time it takes to walk 4 mil. So is it 4 mil or is it 3/4 of a mil? So that's the machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra, how to answer that. 2 Shkias or 2 Tzeisis? Right, that's the question that Rabbeinu Tam has, the second Shkia, and the Ksos has the Gra in Hilchos Shabbos has a second tzeis. But we're not going to go down that path right now. But again, we've spoken about that in the past. But two issues. Number one, there is a Ritva. The Achronim of Salvechik was fond of this Ritva. The Ritva in Yuma Daf Mem Zayin. The Ritva seems to say that Bein HaShmashas is not like what we thought we would have thought. Bein HaShmashas we would think is Safek Yom Safek Laila. We're not sure. So be Machmir. Be Machmir that it's Yom. Be Machmir that it's Laila. But the Ritva says, just to give a mashal, he doesn't quote this, but I give a mashal, there are other situations of suffix that we have in halacha. And sometimes it's not a suffix lachumra, but it's what we would call a din suffix. It has elements of both, and we have to treat it as a unique bria with elements of both, like androgynous. Right? Is it suffix zachas of a keva? Birya bifnei atzma. Koi. Suffix chayas of a behema? Birya bifnei atzma. So we find, like, ben hashmashas. So the Ritva has a formulation that Bein HaShmashas is like that. It's like a birya b'fnei atzma with elements of both, and it's a din suffix. It's not like Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come one day and say, at this moment, it's really day, and the next moment is Laila. Hashem created Yom and Laila and Bein HaShmashas. That's Bein HaShmashas, says the Ritva. He's talking about Kedusha there, about a certain area. Is it like Kibifnim? Is it like Kibachutz? Lefishu nidon kipnim ukibachutz. Kisafik ben Hashmashas. Sheyesh bo min hayom u min halayla. That's the language of the Ritva. Hachanami yesh bo mi bifnim yesh bo mi bachutz. Right, and that's the language of the Ritva. Rav Salvechik picked up on this Ritva. It's quoted from a couple of places. If you look in the Rishima Shiurim on Mesechah Sukkah, see, he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos. If somebody does malacha ben Hashmashas of Friday night and Motzei Shabbos, they do malacha, Bein HaShmashas and Motzei Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Chayev Chatos. Chayev Chatos. Why Chayev Chatos? Because, you know, Chayev Chatos, Chatos means you vada did malacha. What do you mean? Rashi on that Gemara says, you did malacha at the exact same moment, Friday night and Motzei Shabbos. So b'man of shach, you did malacha on Shabbos. If it's day, then you did malacha on Motzei Shabbos. If it's night, then you did malacha on Friday night. So that's why, that's Rashi Pshat. But if you look in the Rambam does not quote that limitation. The Rambam just quotes the Gemara, Ben Hashmashas. Sounds like even if you do Malacha in the beginning of Ben Hashmashas and the end of Ben Hashmashas. But what do you mean? Maybe he did it before Shabbos and after Shabbos. So if Salvechik quoted from his father, Moshe Salvechik, no, the Rambam holds that, Kol rega shal Ben Hashmashas, mahave safik yom safik laila apidin. Because it has a din of Safik Yom and Safik Laila. One example, of course, the Ravid. The Ravid, again, just to mention two examples. The Ravid at the beginning of Maseches Pesachim. The Ravid on the Rif is Machadesh, right, related to us, that the minion of Yemei Tohar of Yoledes, Yemei Tohar, the days, the 80 days, the 40 or 80, are Nishlam Bishkia Sachama of the last day. And not by Tzeis. Not by taste, that's the Rivet. The question is why? Why should he be finished? The Bein HaShmashas is still Safik Yom. So he explains, Daito, shebenogea l'sfiras malos hazu nechshav azlan shebenashpashas laila vadai. Benashpashas laila vadai b'malos yimei toar. Right? Other areas of halacha, maybe, you know, it's not enough to have mixas laila. You need no yom. Right? And therefore, it wouldn't be good enough. Right? So depending on what you need. Right? We mentioned in the past the Gemara in Zvachim, dab nifsal b'shkia sachama. Why is dam nifsal b'shkia sachama? Why do you say, savi darais al chomra, be zorek the dam after shkia, because maybe it's still yom. Why is dam nifsal b'shkia sachama before ben hashmashas? Again, because the chalos lila in ben hashmashas is already posel the dam. So again, this, and he ultimately says, maybe he's even learned it out, and we'll end with this part of it, from Maisa Bereishis. Biyom Rishon, Shal Parshas Bereishis, Ksiv, Ayikra Lokim, La'or Yom, V'Lachoshech Kara Laila. He called the Or Yom and Lachoshech Laila. B'Pasik Zeh HaLaila Matchila Machoshech V'im Bias HaOr. This Pasik tells us that the night begins with Choshech, V'Yikra Lokim, La'or Yom, V'Lachoshech Kara Laila. V'Lefi Zeh, Nechshav Ben Hashmashas L'Yom, Hari Adayin Yishbo Or Atis HaKochavim. Right, as long as there's Or, it's Yom. And even after Shkia, that's still some Or. So is it day or is it chama? Yotzei shadisha ben espashos who shall tarti the sasri shall yom b'layla be'etzem zman of a chalusa. Okay, that's what the Rav Soloveitchik said. But anyway, that's Ben Hashmash is over here. It's also interesting, this I don't think I've mentioned before, interesting question of some of the Achronim. There's something called the Chazaka de Meikara. Now going away from the Ritva now. Chazaka de Meikara, you always go by. You're not sure if this girl was a Psula, so assume she's a Psula until the last moment. Assume this Chazaka until the last moment. So why don't you say that Ben Hashmash is Chazaka de Meikara that it was Yom? Let's say Ben Hashmash is at night, and therefore you should assume it's Yom unless you know otherwise. I can just say that. It's an interesting shaila. So there are different suggestions given. Some say you can't have a chazaka de meikara by time, because chazaka de meikara means it was always like this and it's still like this. She was a psula, she's still a psula. How do you look at time? Maybe time, every second, is a separate entity. So there is no such thing as chazaka de meikara when it comes to time. Because every time is moving, and what does this moment have to do with 5 minutes ago? It's not like, oh, it's been Yom and it continues to be Yom. Every second, we ask the question, is it Yom, is it Laila? Is it Yom, is it Laila? Is it Yom, is it Laila? So right now, it's nothing to do with an hour ago. There's no such thing about Chazaka the Meikar when it comes to time. That's one. The other idea is that maybe Chazaka the Meikar only helps by Sveika the Dina and not Sveika Mitzius. Right, if you look in the Achronim, they talk about this Shaila. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Well, Rashi also here, by the way, just says, discusses why the Gemara's suggestion is that she came by Nashmashas. Why not she came by Laila? Why not she came by Laila? That would also help solve the problem, because you also have to add an extra day there. Okay, the Rashba says Lavdafka, but Rashi gives an answer here for that question. Let's continue. So we solve Beishamai. Beishamai, 95 philos. How do you get that? 35 in the first 3 weeks. 59 plus 1, because that one is for the extra Ben Hashmashas one. It says the Gemara Uda Beis Hillel, Darmi Tfilas Yomarach Lo Bai Tfila, but according to Beis Hillel, who says, you don't need Tfila for Tfilas Yomarach, meaning at the end of the 40 and the 80, you don't need a Tfila. Lamed Hei Maivet Etayhu. So, how do you get 35? Right, how did you figure that out? He says 35, compared to 95. Esrim Etman Yekid Amran. You have 28, as we said. Why the 28 in the first couple of weeks? Because 14 for end of Ziva. Maybe she was a Zava when she had a Zachar. Maybe she was a Zava when she had a Keva. So 14 at the end of the Ziva days, those are the daytime ones. And 14, you made Tuma. Maybe she had a boy, maybe she had a girl. So that's 28. That we agree. But Hach Shavua, hey, but the fifth week, Matbilin Kolaila Valalya Amri Emar Sof Nidahi. But remember, she had 3 weeks she didn't see anything. 1 week she saw. And then the fifth week, she didn't see. But maybe every day of that fourth week was Tchilas Nida. And therefore, maybe during the fifth week, she had to go to the mikvah at night of that fifth week, because maybe it's the end of her Nidas. So, how do we not... I'm sorry. That's a statement. And that's the extra seven that we have after the 28. We have the first 28, which are Chashos of the end of Ziva and the end of Yimei Tuma, that's 28, and then we added an extra 7, because every night of the fifth week is the possibility of the end of her Yimei Nida. Fine. So the Gemara now says, yeah, you'd shvu in, lamali. So why do we have to have 10 weeks? Right? You only need up to 80, really. Right? That's the end of Tfilas Yom Aruch. You only need up to 80. So 3 and 10, 13 weeks. That's more than 80. Bitzbanyu palgasagi. Right? 8.5 more weeks instead of 10 extra weeks. The first 3 and then 8.5 would be enough instead of 10. So Gemara answers, I did this on a palga de shavua. Masiglei. Well, once it says that, you don't want to have a half a week. So once we had 8.5, we rounded up to 9. And once we had, you're not going to have 9, because you have alternating weeks. So once you want to alternate, re'iyah, not re'iyah. Re'iyah, not re'iyah. So we want to have parallel, that's why we rounded up to 10. So we went from 8.5 to 9 to 10. Period. So, adkam, we figured out the tefillos of Beisham and Beis'ilah. But now, maybe, we should have even more. V'yayika tefilas zava. What about tefilas zava? What is that? Maybe we should b'chayev a tefila at the end of each clean week. The end of each Shiva Nekiyim, we should require a tefila on that last day because maybe she was a zava during the previous week. Zava gedola, now she has Shiva Nekiyim. Answer, Dilafnei Tashmish Kachashiv, Dilacha Tashmish Lo Kachashiv. The only the ones that were listed in this brisa are the ones that would be before, meaning before the 35th, right? Before the Laila Rishona and not after. Dilacha Tashmish Lo Kachashiv. Says the Gemara, that's according to Beis Hillel. Ula Beis Shammai, Dechashiv, Dilacha Tashmish. Beis Shammai includes the ones after the Lail 35. So according to Beis Shammai, he includes the ones Lachar Tashmish, Nechshon Nami Tefila Zava. So according to him, why don't you include the Tefila Zava, meaning the afternoon at the end of each clean week? Beleda Kamari, Beziva Lo Kamari. This brisa is only about Tefilas that have to relate to the pregnancy, to a potential pregnancy, meaning Zava Yoledes, Tuma Yoledes Tara, and Yoleda Bezov. So Vayika Yoledes Bezov, Yoledes Bezov Kachashiv Ziva Greides Aloka Kachashiv. We're not interested in talking about plain Zava, which has nothing to do with the pregnancy, meaning she became a Zava after the birth. That's not what we're talking about, only things that have to do with the Leda. Fine. Says the Gemara. So what about Shavuos HaKama? To As Yilakaman Litzbalei Bioma. The first week, she should go to the mikvah every day in the afternoon. Why do we say the first week she only goes at night? She should go in the afternoons also. Dilma kal yom v'yoma shlimu l'asvur b'dida. Maybe this is the last day of Shiva Nekiyim for Ziva. Right? So every day, you don't know. Right? Nida goes to the mikveh at night. Yemei Tuma goes to the mikveh at night. Yemei Torah goes to the mikveh at night if you're going to go to the mikveh. But Zava goes to the mikveh by day. So maybe this is the end of her Yemei Ziva during the first week. Answers the Gemara. Hamani Rabbi Akiva hi. Dom Rabinin svurin bifaneinu. Rabbi Akiva, who we're going to have later on also, Rabbi Akiva says the Nekiyim has to be counted. It can't be just something that's figured out result. Svurim bifaneinu. And therefore, if she does not know and she's all confused, they don't count anyway. So therefore, we don't have to be choshesh that she was a zava. Does this have any lamaisa ramifications? So the poskim talk about a woman is supposed to be conscious of her and cognizant of her yemei Svira, of her Yemei Svira, Bizman Azeh, Shiva Nekiyim. The Shulchan Aruch talks about this in Hilchas Nida, really the Achronim. The Shulchan Aruch talks about counting Shiva Nekiyim. Shulchan Aruch says, Hefzik Tara, and then the Bedikas that were done, we discuss this back on Daf Yud Aleph, how many Bedikas, but that's the Shulchan Aruch that she has to do Bedikas, each day. So if you look in the Achron, in the Pischei Tshuvi, here quotes the Shal Kadosh, which we've quoted, the Shal Kadosh said that, yeah, actually she should count, like Hayom Yom, right? Biyom, Matzorach, Yishemes, Yosakiyim, Timne, Bechol Yom, Betomer Hayom Yom, Kedichse, Vesafra, La. No, the Behuda argues, and other Achronim argue. Okay, it's not like Sirisa Omer. But the, right before that, he quotes the Me'ilt Staka. Mustaka has a Chumra. Meaning, what happens sometimes? A woman has a questionable Bedika, and therefore she has to wait to show it to a Rav. And therefore, she doesn't get to show it to the Rav, the husband comes home late, you show it to the Rav the next day. Or in 2 days, whatever it is, right? Delaying is always not good, but let's say it takes time. What is the woman thinking about during that time? What happens if a woman does something and she thinks, oh, okay, I blew it, it's gone, it's finished. So she thinks that she has to restart. And then, you know, a day or two later, you know, they find out that it was all good. The bedikah was good anyway. That's why the Rav will always tell the woman, think of yourself as tahora until proven otherwise. You don't want to lose the count. The Me'ilt Staka talks about if she's mafsika das, right? It could be a serious issue if she doesn't think because of this, similar to this, like Rabbi Akiva. not b'sur sofanenu, but it's not exactly right there, Rabbi Akiva, but it's a similar idea that she has to be cognizant of the counting. We probably can find kulas in certain cases where she wasn't cognizant, but again, but it's something at least l'chadchila that a woman is supposed to be cognizant of. But that's why we're not choshish for zava on the first week. Okay, continuing. So we're almost done with this calculations. So sof shavua kama litpala. So fine, all the days up till now she didn't have it, but the whole first week now she has sfirim b'faneinu. So the end of the first week, litpala, she should go to the mikvah. Remember, she came bein hashmashas, as we said. Let's at the previous week now she has shiva nekiyam. Chad b'shavua lo kamari. We're not talking about we have one here, one there. Right, we have, just weeks. We have weeks that you do it by day, week by night. That's what's in the brisa. Yom HaKama Dasi L'Kama Litpalei. What about right when she comes? Put her in a mikvah. Dilma Shemez Yom Kedeged Yomi. Maybe she had a Riyah yesterday and she's Shemez Yom Kedeged Yom. B'Zava Gadola Kamari, B'Zava Ketana Lo Kamari. We're not talking about Shomeris. We're talking about Zava Gadolas and Ledas. Fine. Shmamina Tlas. From this whole discussion, there are three halachos that we learn out of this whole discussion. Shvamina Rabbi Akiva Hidamar Binansfurim Bafanenu. We learned that the Bryce is the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. And Shvamina Rabbi Shimini, that the Bryce is reflecting Rabbi Shimon Shita. This we did yesterday. To Omar, Aval Amru Chachamim. Even though a Zava is allowed to go to the mikvah the day of her last day, Shivanakiyim, the Chum say not a good idea. Asr Lasos Kin Shematavla De Safik. Maybe she's going to have a Riyah after she's with her husband, and therefore not a good idea. Vishvamina, Tfilah Bizmana Mitzvah. And Shvamina, that according to Beisham Rabbi Silel, Tfila bizmana, the first moment that she can be toveles, is a mitzvah. Period. Says the Ritva, these are obvious. We said this already for the Brisa. What are we adding by Shma Mina Tlas? Says the Ritva, we really hold like them. It's not that they just learned that from the Brisa, but we really hold like them. The third one is not so pashut. Tfila bizmana mitzvah. That is a huge discussion in the Rishonim. Right here, Tosfos in a few places in Shas. Right here, Tosfos says, Pasuk Rabbeinu Chananel, Halacha k'Beis Shammai u'Beis Hillel. The Halacha like Beis Shammai u'Beis Hillel. Tfilah bizmana mitzvah. And then v'tema, the pshita, the reza of Yehuda, yomar, delo pliga, le'Beis Shammai u'Beis Hillel. V'ezeh b'chal yom, that a woman does not tovelas, tfilas bizmana, tfilas nida, v'lo bizmana tfilas shomayis yom k'neged yom. Nowadays, we don't have tfilah bizmana mitzvah, so is that just, based on the chumrah Rabbi Zeira? Or many Rishonim, Rabbeinu Tam elsewhere says we don't pass on Tfilah Bizmana Mitzvah, right? Tfilah Bizmana La Mitzvah. You want to go to the mikvah? Great. What's the big nafka mean? If the husband's not in town, does she go to the mikvah that night? So we pass on that she does not. She can go to the mikvah, and al pi nigla, she go to the mikvah because often we tell the woman just go to the mikvah so you can get tahora. So I don't know, sometimes things could happen and staining. Just go to the mikvah, put on dark and. That's an encouragement. But me'ikir adin mitzvah tefillah bizmana mitzvah, we don't paskin tefillah bizmana mitzvah for husband's not in town. There are al pi kabbalah that if the woman's not going to be with her husband that night, it's dangerous. And there's a shvus Yaakov about sleeping with a knife under the pillow. Some folks can say that's probably more dangerous than any other kabbalistic ideas. But either way, lamaisa, the post can say tefillah bizmana mitzvah legabe. Baila, meaning if the husband is in town, so then the woman is supposed to go to the mikveh as soon as she can. Tfilah bizmana mitzvah legabe being with her husband. But if not, just the principle, tfilah bizmana mitzvah, that's Rabbeinu Tam, and that's what many poskim say. The Beis Yosef has this discussion, a summary in the beginning of Kuf Tzadi Zayin. There's a question in the Achronim, what's the makar for tfilah bizmana mitzvah? Nowhere in Shas. Those are quite a pasuk. There's a mitzvah of tevila as part of Tara. But is there a makar for tefillah bizmana mitzvah? So the Aruch Laner here discusses it. He says on yantif mitzvah l'taras mo beregel we find, but where do we have it by other stam? The nearly is daiti shebechal tomash hitzrich hakas of limnos yamim mashiachol l'tayr baze arminan shemiyach shekalva yamim zorach lipo. The Torah says count 7 days and then go to the mikvah. So that's the makar. Whenever you have a minion, so the makar is to go right afterwards. So this helps for tumas where you have a minion. Where there's no minion, like tumas sheretz, then maybe there's no tefillah bizmana mitzvah. Right? Or other types of tumas nevela. So then there wouldn't be tefillah bizmana mitzvah. Okay, there are other, it has other discussions of this, and there are other achronim that, other rishonim also, the Pnei Yeshua said, Xera, you might mess up again, you might forget, you might think you went to the mikvah. Okay, there are other nafkaminas as well. Okay, Lamaisa, we paskin tefillah bizman ala mitzvah like Rabbi Natan, and that's why the two nights of the year that the husband and wife cannot be together, Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, the mikvahs are closed. Woman does not go to the mikvah, even if that's the lail that works out. Bizman hazeh, tefillah bizman, the woman does not go to the mikvah that night, because of that. Okay, again, a big topic. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, finishing up, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, what was the last line of the Braisa? Daya letfila bachrona, below amrina tefillah bizman mitzvah. So he argues, right, just go to the mikvah before, before she's with her husband. Okay. Says the Mishnah, the last Mishnah here in Perek HaMapeles. HaMapeles liyomem. A woman has a miscarriage 40 days after fertilization. How does she know that? How does a woman know how old the baby is? So Rashi says she went to the mikvah 40 days ago. And the Achronim say, and she knows she wasn't pregnant beforehand. She knows she wasn't pregnant beforehand. The Rambam says she only had one bia. So you know how old the baby is. And we had Shmuel a couple of days ago. That Shmuel was unbelievable. He knew, but day 40, day 41. But anyway, so if you know for sure it's on day 40, all these questions are just practical questions. But conceptually, if you know it hasn't had a full 40 days, in a chosesh is the vlad. Don't worry about a vlad. That's the concept that we have, that maya va'alma, up until 40 full days, the fetus is not called a fetus. Liomem aleph, but 41, so then you have to be, maybe it was a fetus. So teshiv la'zachar, vilana keva v'lanida, because you don't know what it was. Rabbi Shmuel has a different chiddush. Yom mem aleph teshiv la'zachar v'lanida, yom pei aleph teshiv la'zachar vilana keva v'lanida. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, we compare the days of creation of the fetus to the days of tahara after having a baby. Shazachar nigmar lo mem aleph ana keva l'pei aleph. It takes longer for a female fetus to be developed. Says Rabbi Shmuel, even though a girl reaches bat mitzvah the year before and bina yaseira, as we'll have later in the Masechta, but this is Rabbi Shmuel Shita. The Chachamim Omrim, now, Echad Briyas HaZachar, Echad Briyas HaKeva, Zev HaZev Mem Aleph, Chachamim seem to be like the Tanakama. Go on. Lama Uzkar Zachar. So why, in the case of Yom Mem Aleph, does it say you have to sit for a Zachar? Zachar is all included in the Keva anyway. The Yimei Tumah and the Yimei Tara. Right? Ili Mei Tumah Haktani Nekeva. Vila Mei Tara Haktani Nida. Right? It's all included. So why does it even say you have to be Choshesh for a Zachar? So the Gemara says, at the other side, Shemtire Yom Lamed Dalid, so let's say she has a Re'iyah on day 34, right? It's, she has a day 34, and then Vitachsa Vitira Yom Mem, then she has another Re'iyah on Mem Ve'echad, and 41. So what's 41? Is that a Hemshech of 34? Is that something new? You have to be Choshesh for everything, that maybe Lamed Dalid was the beginning of Nida, but maybe Mem Aleph was the beginning of Nida. And what does that mean? Meaning up until through Mem, maybe it was a Zachar. Therefore, Mem Aleph is the beginning of Nida. Therefore, she's Usher for the next 7 days till the day 48. That's what it means. Choshesh is the Zachar. You're right. Technically, the Yimei Tumah and the Yimei Tara, you don't need Zachar. But if she has a Re'i on day 41, after having a Re'i on day 34, so then it makes a difference to be Choshesh that maybe the baby was a Zachar. And therefore, she's Tumea until 48. V'chein l'nina keva, same thing. Shemtira yom ayin dalet v'taksa v'tira yom pei aleph. Tebukul kelas ad pei ches. Fine. So we take into account all the different permutations. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Rabbi Yishmael says, yom mem aleph teishev la'zachar v'lanid v'chulu and pei aleph for the others. Tanya, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, timei v'tir b'zachar. V'timei v'tir b'nekeva. There's yimei tumah and yimei tara. Makash timei v'tir b'zachar yitzira so kayotze bo. Just like by a zachar. How many days of tumah do you have in tara? 40, which parallels the 40 days of creation of that fetus. So it parallels 80 days of Yimei Tumah Tara, so 80 days of creation. Amru lo, ein lamedim yitzira mitumah. Why do you have to compare the two? Don't compare creation from tumah. And therefore, I think creation of a male and a female are the same 40. Amru lo Rabbi Shmuel, and they quote a kasha on Rabbi Shmuel. How can you say it's 80? Don't you know the story about Cleopatra? Masa about Cleopatra. Malchus Alexandrus. She nischaivu shivchosea ariga. There were two maidservants that were chai of the death penalty. La Malchus, but she wanted to do a certain experiment with them before she killed them. Ubadkanu matzan zelazeh lemem aleph. She had them each impregnated. And then she tested afterwards, and she saw that one had a male, one had a female, and they were both formed day 41. So therefore, it's a kasha on you, Rabbi Shmuel, kasha from the story. Amar lahen, ani mevi lachem raya min haTorah, v'atem mevi'im li raya min haShotim. I'm bringing a raya from the Torah, Yitzira, Tumah, and you're bringing me a foolish raya. So why is that a foolish raya? We'll see. Ma raya min haTorah. So what was his raya from the Torah? What was his basis? Ilei matime v'tir b'zachar, v'time v'tir b'nekeva v'cholu. If it's that drasha, hakamile ain't done in Yitzira mitumah. The Rabbanan said back, that's not a raya. What, you're going to compare? What's the comparison? Which of the midos shatara did Rashi's bahen? It's a svara. It's not based on smichas parshas psukim. It's not based on hekish. Right? It doesn't sound that way. So I argue. So amar kra no teled. There's an extra word teled by having a nekeva. Hosav lakasav leidacheres b'nekeva. There's an extra word to teach me that it's longer time in order for the creation. Umay, so that was his raya from the Torah. Umay raya menashotim. So why does he knock out the story? Why does he say it's a foolish story? Didn't they do a test? So Amar Nekeva, what's the raya? Say, this is why he knocks out the story. Amar Nekeva Kadim, the Iaber Arbon Yomen Kame Zachar. Maybe the one that had the Nekeva really was pregnant 40 days before. 40 days before, and therefore this baby is 80 days old. The Rabbanan, Sama the Nafsav Shkinu. No, the Rabbanan said she made sure to give these girls some medicine to kill out any pregnancy up until that point. So she made sure they were not pregnant. Rabbi Yishmael, Ika Gufa Deloma Kabal Sama. Rabbi Yishmael would say, there are some bodies that doesn't work. Right? There are exceptions to every medicine. And therefore no Raya. So Rabbi Yishmael knocked out the Raya. Amar Lam Rabbi Yishmael, and then there's a different version. There's a different version of the story, the exact opposite version. Amar Lam Rabbi Yishmael, Maisa B'Kleopatra Malchus Yavanis. Shenischaibu Shifchose Hariga V'Matla Malchus V'Batkan Matzan Zachar La'arbon V'Echadu Nekeva L'Pei Aleph. Oh! He says, I have a raya to my shita. Amru lo, emevi and raya menashotim. And now the Rabbanan say, that's a foolish raya. Why? My taima, hachta nekeva iyatra ban yomin v'chadir yaber. No, the one that had the girl, right, you said it was 80? No, she didn't get pregnant for another 40 days. It was really, both of these are 40. So, Rabbi Shmuel, l'shomer masrinu. Shmuel says, what do you mean? No. No, Cleopatra made this woman not have any more bias in between. It was only 80 days ago. Not 40. So therefore we know it's 80 days old. V'rabbanan, en aputrapas la'arayas. Rabbanan say, when it comes to this urge, people find a way. People find a way, right? If there's a taiva, so then there is nothing to talk about. Ema shomer gubi bola. Maybe the shomer himself had bia with her. Have a chumash for a second. The shomer himself, and therefore en aputrapas la'arayas, again, which is a yesod in halacha. But there's no limitations. Let's just continue for a moment, and then I'll mention something about that. Vidilma says the Gemara. Rashi says this is now a kasha going to Rabbi Shmuel. Yisrael who says it was a raya of pe'alef. I karinu la'achta nekeva barbon v'chad havi mishtacha kizachar. You looked at this baby after day 81 for the nekeva. Maybe if you would have looked after day 41, you also would have found it developed like a male. Amar Abaye b'simanei and shavin. No. Because you looked now after day 81 and after day 41, so then they were parallel. In Abu Chavis La'arayas helps us understand one story in the Torah, and then we'll continue, right? The Gemara talks about the story of Shechem, and he was able to get the whole city to get bris milah. That's pretty unbelievable. A whole city to get circumcised? How do you do that? Even if they say, oh, there'll be great business partners, we'll make some money. Physical mutilation of their bodies? How did that work? How was he able to convince them? There's one phrase in the Torah. It's one phrase that explains how he, Hamor and Shechem were able to do it. What does it say? When I talk about a saint, Yishan Yitam, you know, Lam Echad, he wanted her. If he wanted her, there's no stopping. Ain't apuchapas larayas. If there's a taiva in this the Yitzhahara in this area, amazing things negatively could be accomplished. And that's what the Gemara says here. You know, don't just because there's a shomer doesn't mean anything. Okay, vaitim cham omrim. The chacham in the Gemara in the Mishnah held like the Tanakama. Echad b'yas zachar, echad b'yas nekeva, v'chulu. Chacham hainu Tanakama, isn't that the same shita? V'chi teima olu mistama reisha karabana v'yachad rabim alav karabim. And if it's just to tell me that the Tanakama is really the shita of the Rabbanan, shita, I know that. If there's no name given, so you assume it's the Rabbanan. Answer, Mao de Tema, Mistavar Taimed Rabbi Shmuel. You might have thought that Rishmal makes sense. Compare Yitzira to Tuma, or there's an extra word, Teled, Kamash Malon. Kamash Malon, we don't say that. Okay, period, here we go. Maybe the most famous Rav Simlai statement in all of Shas. Darash Rav Simlai. There are others, but this is definitely up there. Loma Havlad Doma Me'imo. To what is a baby, to a fetus, compared while it's in utero? Lepinkes, like a ledger. They used to have ledgers that were folded, like different pages that were not open. Shemakupal, that's folded up. Look at this amazing description of what the baby's is in utero. Obviously, way before they were able to have any internal pictures. And they describe exactly the fetal position, right? 2,000 years before any type of x-ray was created. Umunach yado shtei tzta'av, the baby is sitting there and its hands are on its temples. Shtei atzilav al shtei arkavosav, its armpits are by its ankles. Ubei akevav, its heels, al bezakvosav, is like its bottom. Verosho munach lo ben birkav, and its head is between the knees, between the legs. Upiv satum betibiro pasuach, the mouth is closed and the belly button is open, right? The tube. V'ochel, the umbilical cord. V'yochel mashi imo ochelas v'shosim mashi imo shoseh. And the baby is nourished by whatever the mother eats and drinks. Right? They knew that's science. Or the mother eats some type of sharp food, it affects the baby. Ve'ino motzi rei shemiyaragas imo. And it's not motzi tsoa because that's dangerous for the mother. The Eitz Yosef, the Mefarshim say that maybe doesn't say that it's not moshi shesen, not urine. Because urine is that's okay. That's not dangerous as much. But Shemiyah Regazimo, Vakimach Yazalavir Olam, this amazing description. Once it comes out, Niftachas Asum and Istama Pasuach. What was closed becomes open, the mouth. What was open becomes closed. Shel Malikain Eino Yacholich Yos Afilu Shaachas. Because were it not for this, that it opens and closes, we wouldn't be able to live Afilu Shaachas. This Gemara is quoted in the tour in the beginning of Baruch Hayim. Simin Vav. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in the halachas of Asher Yatzar. The Shulchan Aruch says, V'yavarech, the tour, V'yavarech berachas Asher Yatzar, Chalulim Chalulim, V'lo yomar Chalolim Chalolim. Because you say, Chalulim Chalulim, Ola Ramach Kecheshbon Yavari Ha'adam. And then, E efshar lehiskayim, the tour quotes, Kide'isa b'meseches nida, calls mancha tina b'me'a imo tibur basuach b'psasum. Right, in Asher Yatzar, we're talking about orifices. So this Gemara talks about our orifices. Our openings are closed, closed are open. So this is the Asher Yatzar comes from this Gemara. Shel malekein ef shalamod. Umafli lasos kedisa b'medrish v'chulu. That's the tour. Says the Beis Yosef, Rabbeinu kitzer kan b'davar shuhi ikaro shel inyan. The tour left out something very basic. He left out three words that are part of the Gemara. To Gemara Isa, Yamali Kain, in Yacholichios, Afilu Sha'achas. And the Torah just says, Yefralis Kayim, period. Without the Afilu Sha'achas. Well, they're different Girsos in the Asher Yatzar. Here's where it comes from. Based on the Machlokas Torah in the Beis Yosef. For Abbeinu Asala Fuki Me'arami Rutenberg. The Torah didn't want to go like the Maram Rubach, a Kasav, Shein Likros Afilu Sha'achas. Shaharei, why? Why didn't he say, even one moment we wouldn't be able to survive? Because nowadays, let's say we close our mouth, we can survive. What do you mean, afilu sha'achas? If you close, you can hold your breath for a second. So Rabbi Maharam Ruhrenberg said, take it out. No, you can't. It's not afilu sha'achas. Not true. Right? Shari sosim is piv bahar beishos, v'yachol lichyos. K'mo shagazer rabbeinu avudram, v'akobo. V'huz al bali yashev, t'shaper garsinan, afilu sha'achas. Ah, what happens if you have that girsa? V'kai yashas yitzias al avir ha'olam. That first moment, not like later in life when your lungs are already developed. That first moment, sha'az imayanishar piv sasu motiburo pasuach afilu sha'achas eino yachol iskayim v'yavu bishachar tseiso lavira olam so same as piv harbe shows. You can hold your breath. V'yachol lichios kishios imayima opiv sasum imishar kach afilu sha'achas eino yachol iskayim v'letoni yachol lavira olam. That's the Gemara. Afilu sha'achas umashma debechadi minay loha yachol lichios afilu sha'achas. Fine. And then he continues, V'yesh l'shol, me'achar shem yisaseim, echar mehem, lo shayach, ela b'nekef ha-peh bilvad, lamu maskir b'tchil, shabar b'nekavim n'kavim. It's just talking about the mouth, the breathing. Our other orifices could get closed up and we can live. So he talks about all the different girsos of Asher Yatzar. But that's where it comes from. The afilu sha'achas in the Gemara, but is the Gemara only referring to the first moment? Is it referring to life? That's the fascinating discussion that's talked about here. Okay, here we go. So the baby's out. V'ner dalag lo arosho, inside the baby has a candle on its head. V'sofo ma'abidu v'sofo olam ha'sofo. And the baby can see from one end of the world to the other. Sh'ne'emar, as Eov says, b'hilo ne'ro alai alei roshi, lo'oro eleich choshech. Right, to the light, I will go in the darkness, right, I will see that it's clear, right, the achronim, the chasam sofer, the maral, because inside you're basically just a neshama, you're not a guf yet. And the neshama has perfect vision. And the neshama can see there's no, there's chitzonius yet that's going to be mafsik. The alta taman, don't wonder how could it be that you can see from one side of the world to the other. Shari adam yashin kan v'ruach halobas pamya. You could dream about your being on the other side of the world. So you see, it's possible to imagine. So to imagine. Interesting line. There is a line some philosophers felt. The Rambam talks about this. Some philosophers felt that if you could ever, you could only imagine something that is in the realm of reality. You could have never imagined something that's not in the realm of reality. Which is strange. A person could, you know, does a person ever dream that they have wings? But a person could imagine that they're having a conversation with an elephant. There are dreams. People have dreams. So that's an interesting discussion. The Rambam says, talks about that concept. I think in the Hakdama to Techelek. I think in the Hakdama to maybe to Pirkei Avos or Shemoneh Prakim. I don't remember where. Anyway, so the Raya. How do you know this is true? Because you could have a dream and think you're on the other side of the world. There are no greater days in a person's life than that moment that he's inside. Shneemar mi yitneni. Eo says, "Oh, how I wish yitneni ki yarche kedem. I wish I was in those months. Ki me eloa yishmareni. Right, and the days that Hashem guarded me. Beezio yamim sheish b'hem yirachem eimam shanim. Why does he say the months? What's determined by months and not days? Havi omer el yarche leida. We talk about yarche leida, the months of pregnancy, not really the days of pregnancy. Interesting, the months of pregnancy. The Shemen Atov in his Agada." Writes, interesting, remember from the Seder, we have the 13, who knows one? So, one is Hashem, and two, and three, and four, we go to through all of them. All of them have something to do with Torah. Nine. Tisha Yachaleda. So, is that the only one? Well, there's no other nine that's religious, so we just put in that one, because there's nothing else to put in. We can figure out a 10, and an 8, and even an 11. So why is it Tisha Yachaleda? So you could say, well, they have to come up with some nine. Or it could be that, no, that's also something religious. We realize that Tisha Yachaleda is not something natural that just happens. Kodesh Baruch Hu is involved in every second of the Tisha Yachaleda. And, you know, every second of hell, every second. And there's Torah going on in the Tisha Yachaleda. Right, Tisha Yachaleda. Who knows nine? That's this. Tisha Yachaleda. Fighter. Umilamdin osokala tarakula. And he is taught. Umilamed. All of Torah. Shinemar, vayoreni, vayomer, li yismach, tvarai, li becha, shmar mitzvosai vechye. Right? They teach me. Vaomer, besod eloka, ale, ahali. Two psukim that talk about it. My vaomer, what's the second pasuk? Adding, vachitema, navi, udakamer. And if you want to say, it's just Shlomo Melech. Talking about himself, about the Chachmi God, Tashma, Besod Eloka Ale Ahali. So the Pasuk says, no, it's not just talking about the Navi and his own Chachma. Once he comes out, the Malach comes and hits him on the face. Fascinating. The Rav Dessler, Michlam Elio, says maybe it's not an actual hit on the face, on the lip, but just the coming out itself is called the stira on the face. Because when we're going from Neshama to Guf, so that itself is like a shock. And that's the stira. It's not an actual stira, but it's the shock of coming out to a physical world. V'sitra al-piv, u'mishacho kol-tarakula, shenemar, la-pesach, chatas roveitz, and he forgets, he's made to forget all the Torah. So two very famous questions that are asked on this Gemara. Number one, why we taught all of Torah? Let's ask this one first. Why are we caused to forget it? Wouldn't it be great if we knew all of Torah when we're born? So the answer to that question is, because we have to earn it. Life's not about just knowing it, but you have to work for it. So then the opposite question. Say if we're going to forget it anyway, so why teach it to us in the first place? Right? So we'll figure it out ourselves. Why do we have to learn it in the first place? So many different answers given. The Aruch Haner says, well, we're about to take a shvua that we have to be a tzaddik. So you have to know the Torah before you know what you're swearing about. So that's one. And others say the Yin Yaakov says, well, the Eitz Hara comes to us when we're born. So we have to have the antidote before we have the choli. Okay, but the answer that almost everyone gives in one form or another, many achronim give, is that to create an innate connection of a Jew to Torah. Without that original learning, maybe we would never be able to reach the levels. The way the Vilna Gaon says it, the Chachmas Bezalel says right here, it was worth it. This sefer is just worth it just for this part of the Gra. Again, every day. But the Chachmas Bezalel quotes from the Gra. V'shamati bazeh b'shem agon rashke b'hag hatana ha'eloki moreno b'eliomi Vilna. Says, without learning it beforehand, ilulei kein ein kol birya v'lashon ha'isa yecholo lahasig ruchaniyus ha'torah uktushasa v'atzilusa. If we want to learn in the first place, we would never be able to accomplish or reach any heights in Torah or any understanding. We get it inside. And it becomes easier. As it says, Yagati umatsasi. This many Achronim say. What do you mean? Matzasi, mitzia means that you found something that you lost. That's what mitzia means. So yakata umatzasa, because you had it beforehand. You had it in utero. And therefore, that's the grunt. He quotes many different psukim that teaches, mimish patecha lo sarti, kiataha reisani. I don't stray from your mishpat because you taught it to me and I know it already. Rav Soloveitchik uses this idea to explain the Gemara in Baba Kama, the end of Meruba, where the Gemara says that after the Kriyas Yamsof, we traveled 3 days in Mara and we didn't have any water, we were thirsty, we complained, and the Gemara says, Ein Mayim Ela Torah. We were thirsty for Torah, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was besakin every 3 days of learning Torah. Great. Ask Rav Soloveitchik an obvious bomb quash question on that Gemara. What were they thirsty for? They didn't have the Torah yet. It was after Kriyas Yamsuf in Mara. They didn't have the Torah yet. What were they thirsty for? There was no mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So he explains based on this Gemara. Each Jew, though, has an innate connection to Torah. And that's what made them thirsty. The le'us from the connection and not dafka from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So whenever we're in a shir, whenever we're in a, have a religious experience and we feel it inside, we have that moment, we have that epiphany of, oh, that's a womb moment. Right? That's a moment that's taken us back. It's chazara. Right, it's connecting us, as the Gras said, as Rav Soloveitchik says, as many say, in this regard, that creates that innate connection that we have to Torah. So again, we'll have to stop here. We'll start with the Shvua next time, and we talk about the three partners in every child. That's also on tomorrow's daf. Again, amazing, amazing Gemaras. These last two dafim here in Perek Hama Palace. Again, Hashem, in terms of the seam in a couple of weeks, remember, those who could join us, that the Wednesday, January 1st is the big seam, that Thursday night in Young Israel, West Hempstead. Those in America that want to join us, there'll be a shir, and hopefully you see him at the end. And then, Be'ez Hashem, the following week, we hope, Be'ez Hashem, those listeners in Eretz Yisrael, to have January 8th, 9th, that Thursday night, we're hoping to have something in the shul in Beit Shemesh here, that just keep listening, and Be'ez Hashem, we'll send out updates. Okay, we'll stop here.